Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Come on, you got it.
You said so.
I wrote all the letters today. All the letters are for me today.
You finished strong.
Thank you. I said halfway through the song, I said, you got to say a word.
You know what?
You got to sing a word.
Even people who've been on this show who do know the song and want to sing it by themselves,
which
and I
is
think
most.
That's two. I think that's two people. Sure. No one has ever actually just sang something.
Right.
They've just yeah. kind of either followed us or done nothing.
You went so hard at the end.
Yeah.
You were like that person in the gym. Where
you took ownership.
Where you're like, I've never seen anybody use that machine that way.
Oh, but thank you. Moving it. I've never been to the gym.
All the letters are for me today is the most powerful statement I've ever heard.
I wrote all the letters today.
All the letters are mine.
Guys.
Mine.
This is my co-star and friend, Taylor Ortega.
Hi.
How are you?
Really good.
We are in a movie together that you just saw.
I just saw it.
Some people listening or watching this Friday Watch Crew also have seen it. It's called Wine Club. And we just did a screening here in L.A., and I'm glad that you're here with us.
Thank you for having me. Rory, what was your favorite movie of 2023, and why do you like our movie better?
Let me think.
Past Lives.
I haven't seen Past Lives yet.
Really good.
I did see, as far as like newer stuff where we're getting some screeners of, I did see Dream Scenario. I have watched Air twice. Just watched it last night because my wife hadn't seen it. Okay. Air is a very interesting, weird movie.
Sort of
funny
it?
That you're like, we're in the office, here's the parking lot, here's an 80s song, now we're in this office. Yes. Same building. Like, I bet they shot that movie pretty fast.
I think I would like that, the way you're describing it.
I do like
you
the movie.
You have not seen it?
I haven't even heard of it.
You haven't even heard of Air?
It's no. about like...
you guys could be making this up.
It's about Nike signing Michael Jordan.
Oh, who's
back
Michael Jordan?
When he, stop. Okay, great. He's an actor. Well, he's an actor.
Oh, I love actors. I love acting.
Wait till you see Space Jam.
Yeah, mind blown.
With LeBron
mind
James?
Mind blowing. Mm-mm. The okay. prequel.
Oh, there's another one. Even I don't know now.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe I don't know who he is.
Did you see Godzilla Minus One?
No.
You made that one's made up.
Real.
That's the title?
Yep.
I saw Wonka.
Excellent.
Saw Wonka.
You saw Wonka.
How was Wonka?
I didn't like it.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say.
Which means
for sure.
I didn't you liked it. Our movie more.
Better.
That's right.
Well, I said favorite movie. This was his least favorite.
Okay, fair enough.
This was my least favorite, and yours was
Thank
better
you.
Than that.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll take it.
Did it. And that's what we were trying to do.
Yes. Be above the bottom.
Yeah.
Wine Club, how do people access the movie? Did you already say that?
You can go on Amazon.
Yeah, or Apple TV, I think.
Yes.
Or like Google Play or YouTube.
Yeah, where you like to rent stuff to stream,
mm-hmm.
and then you just type in Wine Club. And you'll see us.
Yep.
And Steve Little.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who's just
so funny.
Oh
so funny.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I almost did a spoiler alert, but I'm
Don't
not gonna.
Do spoiler Don't.
There's so many times.
Here is
where
how it ends.
They just kept rolling, and he doesn't stop being funny.
Yeah.
God, he's good.
I would say the best part of the movie is that they don't cut when something's going on for a really long time.
I think we cut a couple times.
Right, which I think is actually, it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but I think it's a big mistake when people cut long, awkward moments in this.
You like them?
I love them. You can't just have everything be like, bop, 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 all the time.
Sure, yeah. You can get in and out.
We need to be meandering sometimes.
We caught stuff. I think there's a scene, this isn't a spoiler at all, but like, there's a scene where we had some inclement weather.
Ugh,
and I think they pulled a lot of reaction shots when we weren't technically rolling.
I was being such a bitch that day.
The two of us looking at each other.
Yeah. It was being so a big old bitch that
cold.
Day.
It was so cold.
It was really cold. It was really, really cold. And I've never worn pants on camera. I think they're waiting to like, they wait till like your 40s to let you do that.
Yep.
Keaton. And so naturally I was not wearing any pants and it was raining. It was really cold.
And I go, I'm going to put my jacket on too.
Thank you.
And then somebody was like, yeah, but I don't think. And you go, he's putting his jacket.
I was like, I'll be wearing his jacket.
It was cold.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
It was really cold.
It was a
cold.
Fun movie. And I'm really glad
you came
out.
The most beautiful shot in the whole movie.
That, but also the one where we're walking and it's shooting up the, I love that
And all
shot
the nude
too.
Scenes.
The nude scenes are great.
More than you'd think.
Yeah.
More than you'd think.
There's more
than
you
think.
We begged and begged and begged for them to let us do
topless
scenes.
I had a friend go, Daniel, I'm not watching your, in a big old group chat of all the guys that I graduated with from MIT. He was like, Daniel, I refuse to watch your movie. No male full frontal nudity. And I go. Then he said, watch the movie. Didn't love it. Not enough full frontal nudity. And I go, well, then you definitely didn't watch it.
Yeah, you didn't watch it. Yeah, you didn't see it.
And I don't think him or most people saw that part coming.
Yeah, someone who saw
no
it.
No one did.
Someone who saw it asked me if that is the average CGI penis size, and I said, why would I know that?
I wouldn't know either.
I wouldn't know that.
How would Rory? You know? And I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it too. It's funny because this is how I'm not going to pretend to know how the female brain works, but the male brain works in a sense of the moment you see that dude's dick in the movie, every man in the theater went either, oh, that's bigger than mine, or, oh, I'm bigger than his.
Right.
And that's
do you think that about a flaccid penis?
Yeah. You just go, oh, that's interesting. But here's the thing. Oh. Here's what's so interesting, and I've talked about this on stage, and I think it's, I don't know if enough people talk about this. Dudes' dicks are 18 different sizes throughout the day.
Yes.
Sometimes you might be like, fuck, that dude's dick is huge. And literally 5 minutes later, you're like, it's the smallest dick I've ever seen. Right. And it's on the same guy.
Yes.
Who 5 minutes ago, and I don't think people understand that the size of dicks fluctuates. It fluctuates all day long. All we
I thought
ever
it was only two
is,
sizes.
No.
Right, like normal no. and then if it's cold. Yeah. Or if it's hard.
Like, you know, the rule.
Hard, flaccid, cold out. Hard, flaccid, cold out. Three sizes.
Three sizes.
And those are three.
I think his was cold like, out size.
I had to be.
Yeah.
However, still
but also
just
pretty relaxed.
Also pretty relaxed. But also, I would say, for most people, I think that is probably your average size dick. And the reason I think that's the size of the dick in most statues.
Well, yeah.
Why would that be the case? Why would that be the case?
Really?
But the other thing is, like, if you're a straight male, I think you are the worst person to ask about, like, average dick sizes.
Why? You don't think you think about it a lot?
I don't think I've experienced enough of them to really have an idea at different states of... Also, the rule...
There was one guy on our soccer team in college, because obviously you're having to shower.
When it's a monster, you know, everyone knows it's a monster.
It was such a big dick
that
in the most normal, casual, relaxed way...
Yes.
I'm not going to say his name, but in the locker room, we would all go, hey, show the rookies, show the new guys. And he would just turn around and show his dick, and literally in the most just normal... Like you're having a cigarette and a cocktail. Everyone would be like, look at that.
I think that's good. I actually
think
that's
incredible. And
you
literally would show
it
like, I know I am beyond average. I know I'm above average in size. And everyone just like soak it in and be like, all right, let's go win this game. Let's
do you feel like it made him maybe a little worse at soccer?
No.
Really?
I think it made him confident in every aspect.
And probably sort of like a cat. He had more balance.
A little more balance.
More balance.
Yeah.
Oh, is the tail.
Lower center of gravity.
Yeah. I had a friend in college. She hooked up with a guy and he took his pants off and she just said, no.
She said,
just
no.
Way too big.
Yeah. She goes, that's not going to, we're not going to have a
we're
good
not
time.
Doing that.
I can't, I'm sorry.
And he never saw that coming. He thought, literally. I thought I would only be celebrated.
Yeah. Well, maybe a lot of women
did. You didn't air any, but did you guys shoot any full frontal for you? There were a few times you were naked on physical.
No, it was always like,
it was never
flesh.
There was never a,
colored yeah. underwear.
Oh, that's worse.
They'd only show
almost.
My butt. They show my butt a lot, but it was never full frontal.
There was a director's commentary and Jason Mewes was saying that he found out because he had to do full frontal for one of the Clerks, Kevin Smith movies or whatever. Yep. Maybe it was, what was it? Sam and Miri make a porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Yes. That he found out because he had to do full frontal that another like actor who had been around forever told him who had done it that you want to be on the come down. That you need to like pee in your trailer, climax right before you shoot, and then you will be at your most relaxed, biggest looking state.
For how long? Think of how
that's
long
a good question too.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know. So he said that's what in the commentary he's like, that's what I was just trying to go for, to time it out just right.
So in the commentary he's like, anyways, I jacked off right before this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's him and Kevin Smith. Like,
and as you know, the trailer is a place where you find yourself wanting to do that the most.
But also, have you guys ever gone back and listened to any of these like early to mid 2000s, late 90s, like director's commentaries? There are so many of them where you can tell they thought no one would ever listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah.
they didn't think any of the things they talked about, the things they did.
Probably. I mean, a lot of people don't.
They
of
course, are yeah. they are kind of right. For the most
yes,
part,
they are.
We all know
but there is
cared.
Stuff that have come out, like how viral the Ben Affleck's commentary on Armageddon, where he kept giving all this shit to Michael Bay, being like, so why not just teach scientists to drill? And, and Michael Bay was like, shut the fuck up, Ben. And then the Boogie Nights one, Paul Thomas Anderson keeps switching out people, and he's getting Mark Wahlberg more and more drunk throughout the course of recording. And they eventually just start
like
talking so much shit.
There's one where he's by himself, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, the
him
Magnolia.
Talking about,
yeah,
Magnolia. No, for Boogie Nights.
Oh, okay.
He's like by himself, and it's fascinating to hear him talk about like growing up and being fascinated with porn and like making that movie. And then also now you go, oh, he was like 26. You're like, that's insane.
I can't believe people who are 26 are doing stuff.
26. That's, and he's like, hey, Burt Reynolds.
That's the thing.
Do this.
Burt Reynolds was
that's
like,
crazy.
Fuck this kid.
And him and Mark Wahlberg are like, you know, Burt Reynolds is having his like, you know, very like, I'm method. I'm going to be really fucking mad at him. Like, I want to fight him. And like, you know, people say cut. And he's like, I'm not cutting.
Great, and I love that, and I really, as a woman, I love when men have to do stuff like that to do their job. Yeah. Acting, one of the easiest jobs.
You did say, like, Daniel, I know Josh isn't very toxic, but if you play him toxic, be toxic to me all the time.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We gotta take a quick break.
Okay, we'll take a break, and then we'll go.
And then.
Okay.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
And now, let's go to the letters! That's 6-6! Ladies and gentlemen, here is letter number one. Dear my favorite pen pals. That does feel good.
Yeah.
Who do you think they like the most, though? Me or Daniel?
I don't know. Maybe they say.
No, they don't.
They usually do.
What do you think?
Do they draw?
What do you think? And don't just say, well, I've worked with Daniel.
Or do.
I've worked with Daniel.
Can't deny your life.
A lot better. It's not really fair. Is that a good thing? It's not really fair. Is that a good
thing? Daniel, do you think that's a good thing?
So far, yeah. But sometimes I feel like there's like a darkness under the surface that
that's true.
Could be revealed at some point, you know?
Ask Lissa. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
To set the stage, I am a paler who is exactly 1 year younger than you guys, and it finally happened at 42. I just got pulled over for speeding for the first time.
Loser.
Right? Good. Let him have it.
But like,
I drive a lot, and I drive fast, but other than a few minor fender benders, I have always managed to avoid the speeding ticket until now. So, let's be honest. How many speeding tickets have you gotten? Are you one of those folks who gets them all the time, like my brother, or do you get away with it more than you should, like me? I deserved mine and am...
going to jail. No.
And I'm shocked. Shocked it took this long. Sincerely, Becky. P.S. I bought this card a long time ago, but never could find an appropriate person to send it to. P.P.S. I gave this to Daniel at his show in Dayton, Kentucky.
Hey.
I am very confident I can say it was fantastic.
Aww, thanks. Hey. I think we ended where we began.
So I think we clarified. I knew it would be in there.
Well, she liked the show.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't mean she liked it. She also assumes
she liked the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Speeding tickets?
I have zero.
Whoa.
Yeah. I have zero.
Zero.
Do you want to know why I have zero?
Why?
Incredible driver and very charming.
I could see
that. One time in high school, I took a right on red when it says no turn on red. I don't know if I told you this.
You're bad.
And there's a gas station right there. The moment I take a right on red, because I wasn't paying attention, cop is behind me. So he immediately like puts his lights on almost like, well, now I have to pull you over because it seems like you did that on purpose
with me. Do you want to hang out?
Yeah. And so I pull over and he comes up to the window. And this might have been my first ever acting gig. I just start like having this like, I'm so sorry, my dad's gonna kill me, blah,
how old are you? Stuff.
And this guy immediately, right out of the gate, before even explaining,
whoa, buddy,
I was 16, maybe 15 or 16, and 16. And he like just walked up and he's like, no, hey, it was a no turn on red. Did you know that? And I go, I didn't know. And he goes, okay, well, you just can't turn on. Literally, he is now like, it's okay. And then he goes, just don't do it anymore. And I go, okay, thanks. I'm so sorry. And then I drove off like,
oh my God.
Sucker.
No, see.
That's white privilege.
And that's what that is.
Well, here's the thing.
And little sweetie privilege.
Here's the thing you don't know, though. He was also white.
So. Yeah, that we knew.
Well, no, hold on.
We knew.
Hold on.
We knew.
Well, hold on, but you didn't know this.
No, I do.
His boss.
The way
was
you
also
did his
white.
Voice, I knew he was white. Yeah.
Hold on.
The car he was driving
was half.
I'm not even joking. I think my car was white.
I bet I would guess that cars get profiled too, for sure.
Of course.
Oh, they say that, don't they? Yes. Where it's like if you drive like a red car. Yes. Yeah.
Wait, if you drive a red car, you're
more
speeder.
Likely to get
you're
pulled
a speeder,
over.
Or like, oh. Yeah, you just.
Because it seems like a sports car.
Also,
color.
Your insurance rates are higher if you
Isn't
have a
that
red
weird?
Car.
That's crazy. What if it was the only one for sale in my town?
Wait, whatever. What town?
Oh, I don't know. I made it up. I've never driven a red car. Yeah, I'm a liar. Yeah. For sure. I haven't gotten one in last year. It was devastating. I was on my way to get like a consultation for LASIK.
Yeah.
And the way they do that is like you make an appointment for a consultation and you make an appointment for like a week later to like go get LASIK.
I've had it.
Or like they compound them where like you can get it that day or something. And I Googled Kylie Jenner's LASIK doctor.
I love this side story. Yeah. LASIK.
Well,
I've had a space. Here's how LASIK works. Anyway, if you enter Taylor at checkout at any local LASIK
doctor.
When they say enter a promo code, you write in Taylor, you get 50% off your license.
Well, because you can't get, I live on the east side and there's no traffic cops on the east side of LA. Yeah. So I had been here for a while, like living here for a little while, thinking anything goes on the road.
Yeah.
And it does
feel
like.
But you really Googled Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner LASIK doctor. And I went and I made an appointment with him.
Clearly.
Because they're not going to, that whoever does that, they're not going to blind Kylie Jenner. Yeah. So
it's actually a super smart move.
Yeah. So I Google Kylie Jenner LASIK doctor. I make an appointment. And on the way there, it's in Beverly Hills, obviously. Yep. So I don't know that I guess I was speeding.
Right. Sure.
Were you going to say, I don't know if I was speeding?
I was speeding. You guys aren't the cops.
Freeway, residential street. Where are we?
Oh, residential.
80 in a neighborhood.
Oh, I'm blasting
kids
through
were
the,
playing on the sidewalk. Yeah.
It was like 9 a.m. No one
it was Ferris Bueller's day off.
That's what I was thinking.
No, it's 9 a.m. No one in L.A. is awake yet. The schools haven't opened. And
No, they're in first period.
No. And I get pulled over by a cop on a bike, and he gives me a speeding ticket. It's horrible.
How much?
Like a lot of money.
$400?
Like $400.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a lot of money.
Like, if you said $200, I was like, that's kind of what I thought they were. $400 is significant.
In Beverly Hills, it's pricey.
If you had to guess, in a 30, if it was 30, you were going...
It was like 25.
And you were going 50.
42?
Yeah, well, actually, 40 or something.
It had to be, because isn't it like if you're going double, you're under arrest?
Oh,
I've always heard that if it's double, you're under arrest.
States thank God you guys told levels. Me.
Like,
no,
if
but
it's
I was also
65
going down
and you're going 130, you are under arrest.
It was not me. It was the momentum of the hill that I was on.
You're in a safe space.
You know what I mean? So
this isn't a soapbox derby.
I'm on.
You're a Red Bull racer?
I'm on the hill.
Just because we're two perfect drivers who obey the law doesn't
we
mean
don't
we have
know
to come
yet.
In here
you could
lie.
Have speeding tickets.
Zero.
Ugh.
I've gotten out of a few, though.
Oh, I didn't get out of this one. I have a real
Here's
problem with
you don't
authority.
Know. All of those cops are white.
Yeah, I know. So was my cop.
What's funny when you say bike cop, like a motorcycle.
A motorcycle.
But still,
did I say
so,
bike?
But still so hard to not picture that you are flying and he's like,
well, on a
you
hill.
Know I pulled you over.
Well, on a hill, it's really easy.
How did
easy.
You catch up with me?
I will admit
I was in a triathlon. That's the only reason I'm trained for this.
He was mad.
Of course.
I don't know why they get so personally mad.
Yeah, they do think that you're doing it to them.
They're like, it's a personal disrespect.
What I hate is the rhetorical questions. Do you think if you had gotten an accident and died on the way there, that they would have been happy that you were driving that fast?
Like, it's like, what? What if
they
you...
cared how fast
and
I was
it, and then you're like, well, I was going to a funeral home, so they would have loved it because that's more money for them. He's exactly. Like, okay, let me give another scenario.
I'm like, well, it's actually a really bad day. They can't do that anymore in California.
Yeah, they have to tell you exactly
why
they
pulled you
over.
They can't quiz you.
A little bit of like seriousness to it. I remember we all know Marcus Ray. Marcus Ray. Love Marcus Ray. Yeah. We were on a sketch team at UCB together, and he was like 20 minutes late once, and we have that sort of friendship that we all have where I could be like, so you just don't give a fuck about rehearsal anymore?
No,
like,
but you did mean it.
And he, of course.
Yeah.
And he was like, just another pullover. And I go, what do you mean? Just so he goes, I live in a nice neighborhood. So like, there'll just be times I get pulled over because they're like, what's this Hispanic Filipino dude driving around this neighborhood? Yeah. He goes, it happens every couple of months. They'll just pull over. There's absolutely no reason. And I, coming, Rochelle, Illinois, and being a guy who looks like, I say this in my hour, I just constantly look like I'm on the force. I just get nods from cops all the time. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, dude, I just get pulled over for driving in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm like, the fuck? And he's like, John Mayer. He's like, welcome to the real
world,
buddy.
He opened your eyes.
Yeah.
John Mayer.
Yeah.
Welcome you to
the
real world.
A man who's taught us so
she
much.
Said to me,
and that cop was white that pulled him over that
for
day.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Marcus pulled himself over, actually. He's worried about his own neighborhood.
That's fair. He's on
what are you doing here? You? Me?
Yeah,
he's
I said to myself.
Yes, you. Get into that car. Me? Yes, you. Yeah.
Get out of my...
I don't know any of the songs.
Was in... We were in Oklahoma...
Okay.
We were doing.
They don't need to know.
We were doing Blue Whale.
Oh, that's
we
right.
We did a live pen pals. We both headlined, and then we did Secrets. And I was doing a Red Bull event in Oklahoma City. Blue Whale.
Where you wear
in
the little backpack
Tulsa.
And the shorts, and you hand out the Red Bulls with the girls.
Bars where I walk in. It used to be Marlboro, and now Woke.
Yeah.
So I had to on Friday go to rehearsal for a Red Bull in Oklahoma City, and then drive back immediately to Tulsa to do my show that night. And I'm borrowing Andrew Youngblood's Tesla.
Yep.
Which I remember
all this.
You know firsthand. so fast. You can quickly go. Yeah. You can all of a sudden be like, I'm going 80.
His tire pressure gauge is off.
Oh, that is wildly
true. He doesn't seem to be concerned about it.
This is every time with Andrew. I go, do you pay attention to this alert? It's fine. I go, it won't be. So I get on the freeway to drive back to Tulsa.
Yeah.
And it's just how fast you can merge on. You go so fast, so immediately in a Tesla. And I go, and I've been on this freeway maybe a half a mile, just enough to like get into a lane. And I just, behind me. And I look, and I'm going like 84.
Yep. Yeah, you can't do that in any other state but California.
Well, right. The reason is because it's such a smooth ride.
Yeah, I didn't even think.
I'm not even joking. My car's also a smooth
ride. You guys, I didn't say that, but mine is also a smooth ride, and that's why I didn't know.
I don't know.
It's a really smooth ride. And the pavement in Beverly Hills.
Tesla, you can be going 85 in a Tesla, and if someone said, don't look, how fast do you think you're going? You would go 68.
Yes.
You literally would think.
And also, I think that as you accelerate to merge or get in, how quickly, if a cop catches
your timing is off.
I'm not cruising at this, but I was going fast. Also, I wanted to get back.
You got
to
go, like, if you're passing or merging, so it's
I pull over.
Yeah.
I'm in a Tesla in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
At rush hour, I pull over, I go, this is an immediate ticket. There is. Come on. Sure. Like, and once I hand a California driver's license in Oklahoma behind the wheel of
a Texas car. Like, none of it's going to add up.
Yes. Well, yes.
This is stolen.
Right.
Yeah, you stole a car.
He walks up and I roll the window down. He's on the passenger side.
The highway, yeah.
Yeah, because of that freeway. And he walks up and he goes, where are you headed? And I go, honest with you, I have a show in Tulsa. And then you never know, what are you going to get? Like, I've always thought I was funny, right? I go, I have a show in Tulsa. And he goes, you were going fast. I go, I'm sorry. I literally just got on and was trying to get on the road. And he goes, all right, let me see your license. And I give him the license. He comes back. He goes, all right, man, you have a good show. I go,
he didn't even care.
Didn't even care.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm mad at him because I'm like, what did we even stop for?
Yeah.
What did we even stop for? Yeah. If you were this noncommittal.
He's lonely. He's a lonely guy. He's lonely. He said, that's a person with a story.
Yeah.
You know, he saw you merging.
We got pulled over once at 9 a.m. We were driving back from like Jacksonville, Florida on tour. And Andrew was driving for an hour. The only hour he drove the whole tour, right? Yeah. We get pulled over. I wake up. Andrew, what's happening? He's like, we're getting pulled over. I had just fallen asleep. Ugh. Cop walks over. He goes, you went over that yellow line. I think we're in Mississippi. He's like, you went over that yellow line. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And he's like, I'm just making sure. And he's all the way down, like squatting, you know,
ready to take your order at the table.
Huge the TGI dip. Fridays.
Yeah. Huge dip. And he's like, you went over that yellow line. And I go, oh, I was sleeping. And Andrew's like, I'm sorry, I just didn't notice for a second. And he's like, I just got to make sure you're not drunk out here. It's 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Andrew goes,
Mississippi.
What? It's 9 a.m. I don't think we'd be drunk on the road. And he goes, oh, yeah. A lot of people drunk on these roads, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Spitting the whole time.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, you boys be good. I go, okay. I mean, that wouldn't have been on my record anyway. No. But another time, I'm like, oh, thanks for checking, I guess, that we're not, like, he could tell pretty quickly we were just tired.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking, I realize after I got that one in Beverly Hills, like 4 months later, I got one in North Carolina.
Oh, that's interesting.
And my mom was like, you gotta stop getting them. And I was like, I really
How much was it in North Carolina?
How nice
less,
did,
it was less,
how
but...
How nice did that car ride, though?
What?
The North Carolina car, was it a smooth ride?
I was a rental. I mean, not as smooth as mine, but not as smooth as
and
mine.
And you were there because you were like Michael Jordan's mom's
I was on my
surgery.
Way to Jamie Presley's beach house.
Get the reference.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't get the reference.
Michael Jordan's mom. Seen
I don't Wilmington. Know who that is. Oh, Larsa Pippen's boyfriend's dad.
Yeah.
Sort of. Mom.
Sort of mom.
Yeah. Wait, so you've had two? Or you've had way more, but that's your more recent.
I got two.
Wait, you only have two your whole life?
I probably have one from like way back,
okay.
You know, like college or something. But more recently when I started, because I didn't drive for 8 years. I lived in New York.
Yeah,
so like in my now life, driving life too. And so I'm not getting any more.
Was that a big shock going to New York to hear and driving all the time?
Had to be.
It was really scary at first. Yeah.
Had to be.
So that's a thing. That's like, you kind of have to be a psycho here a little bit. Yeah. Like you do. You can't. You'll get your ass rocked.
Yeah. You know.
In Rome, Italy, where I've driven, like cars are just sort of everywhere. There isn't sort of,
I don't like
in
that.
Some spaces, there's not some set identifier
to like, lanes.
These are the lanes. Right. And also, every time you stop or when you're driving, there is a massive flock of mopeds all around you. And you are literally like, I'm going to slightly bump someone
for sure,
who will then fall and die because another car that's also not in a lane. Mm-hmm. And you just sort of like, when it's a red light, everyone just sort of kind of falls into where they think that's probably the space. And then all the mopeds sift through
to the front. Do they wear helmets?
I think so. I don't fully remember.
Touch.
I just remember being like, you know, my wife was in the car, my sister, her fiance, and literally people are saying stuff. And I go, just tell me when I need to make a right. Like, so I don't want to hear it. This is me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear a sound.
Yeah.
But you can't bring that energy to the road when everyone's driving crazy.
I'm literally,
you have to be
a little crazy while being careful.
Spaceship scenes with when they go through a meteoroid belt where you're like, I'm just bobbing and fucking weaving.
You also learn that you just go. If you're like, well, I got to get over three lanes, you just start to do it under the faith that people will go, oh, he's got to get over.
It's like, I like that, though. I think in LA that made me like a less angry driver, because in Jersey, like, you can't drive as fast. There's a lot of traffic cops. It's really intense, and like people get really mad if you try to like merge in front of them and stuff. And here, just because you need to do that all the time with other people, I don't get mad when people are like cutting me off and stuff.
Yeah, it does. You just sort of submit to it.
Yeah,
the
it's
power
better.
Of a wave too. The power of a wave.
Oh, I think everybody.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
anyone lets me in, or even if I cut them off, like doing the wave, it just sets a. They're like, all right.
They're like, oh, he's
also, when
nice
you let
guy.
Someone in and they don't wave, you're like, piece of shit. You wish you could go back and not let him in, but they're like, what does that even do?
They don't give you a choice.
Then it's like, you're the piece of shit?
I do want to know more about Becky's brother. It sounds like he has like a lot.
Becky, you heard it here first and only here. What's fuck is wrong with your brother?
What's going on with your brother?
That's like somebody's like super over-aggressively driving. Like, there are people who drive, and I'm like, if you are driving as though you need to get to the hospital, so put your hazards on.
Yeah.
Like, give me some indication. Otherwise, I'm like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
Or if people get speeding tickets just because they're purely absent-minded. Like, I think there's some people, the opposite of you, who are like, I'm totally focused. They're not focused on anything. They have no idea how fast they're going.
Have you ever had a police escort, like, in leaving anywhere or, like, being a part of anything?
No, have you?
I've had it one time from Tool.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving I think it maybe was Grand Rapids or Chicago. I can't remember what show it was, but it was, like, get in the bus. Because we're getting a police escort straight to the highway. They're stopping all the lights so that we can just get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the level of like fast that you like get on the bus is leaving, you are now on the highway. It's remarkable. That's to skip crazy. Everything. It's great.
Yeah, that'd be choice if you could set that up. When you were talking about Italy, another thing I love is the
pasta.
The anarchy of people leaving a music festival. Like when it sort of is that same thing of like, you just go where you can go and then we'll all get to this same funnel. And however you want to get to this funnel.
You know, Adam and I went to a WWE thing at the Forum, and on our way there, he's like, we're getting in. We're meeting someone to park in a specific place who's going to walk us in. And so this guy is like telling all the cars they have to go straight. You can't make a left turn into this thing. And the guy's just like, straight, straight. And I just make the left turn. And the moment you start making the left turn, those volunteers, I mean, they're paid.
They don't
But the
decide.
Moment you start making the left turn, he just goes, okay, straight. You got it. Like,
They're
you
not
just
gonna
go. And he's like, I guess that guy's supposed to go left. No one even questions
There's
it.
No.
I rolled down the window and like, another person being like, what are you doing over here? And I go, we're supposed to go meet over at B2. And he like looks over at B2 and he's like, you have someone's expecting you? We're like, they're like, all right, come on.
Yeah.
No one cares.
It's like walking onto set.
Yes.
If you do it confidently enough, you will never get stopped.
That's don't tell people that.
Crafty?
Because
there were times in my life where I was like,
there's a lot of people you don't want walking on set.
Yeah, you don't want people walking on set.
You don't want people walking on set.
Do it at your own risk, people. You know? Yeah. Do it at your own risk.
Go be in the movie.
Yeah, you might run into a toxic actor and then that's on you.
Right. Well, that's anything what people are trying to do.
Yeah. Becky, I'm excited that you still have fewer tickets than Taylor here. I mean, that's
at
least two fewer.
And thanks for coming to the show.
That we know of.
And Becky's probably more charming than me is the thing. Becky's probably like more.
Based on her handwriting, do you think that?
Yeah. Okay. For sure. It's pretty.
Good spacing.
You're like less chaotic.
It's nice. Yeah.
Becky's got her shit together.
It's all spelled right.
Becky knows what she's doing.
That's good.
Also, she took the time to write a letter.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Becky, this is great. Thank you for this card. Oh, thank you for going to Daniel's show. I hope that at some point you came to one of my shows.
Sure.
It wasn't mentioned, so I assume
you can
maybe
hear
not.
That banging. It's you there's construction happening in this building.
If you hear
and
that,
and they told us it would not be happening.
They told us
time.
That we would be fine. But if you are hearing that banging and you feel so inclined to Venmo us to kind of help us through this, please go for it. Becky, we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel,
Daniel Van Kirk, and
Taylor Ortega.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, plugs and hugs. Lisa, what's today's date?
It's the 19th?
The 7th?
The 7th.
The 7th of February.
It's the Sabbath. It's the 7th of February.
It's the Sabbath of February.
Pugs and lugs.
I do not think I have anything coming up. I have finished my tour. I have finished my last festival. And now it's just go on Apple TV Plus and watch all 3 seasons of Physical if you're so inclined.
Mm-hmm, got it.
And that's it for me.
Okay. Go to DanielVanKirk.com, the new DanielVanKirk.com, thanks to Green Ivy Creative. She's awesome.
Oh.
And a pen pal.
Oh, from Batman.
I know. And you can see that I'll be doing dates. The first weekend of March, I think that's like the 8th and 9th, I'm in D.C. And then in May, I'm in Wisconsin. But go to DanielVanKirk.com. And most importantly, on April 17th, you can watch Rose Gold, my first special.
Second hour, second album.
Special.
I do have it.
I was wondering, but I'm like, you know what?
I have a special coming out.
I didn't know if there was something that happened or like you are on your own. Like
I am not.
You're doing it like a chain letter. Part. You're distributing it through chain letter and people aren't supposed to talk about it.
I am good at making the thing. I am not good at telling anyone where to find
Mine
it
always
or how much
so
it costs.
Jumbled.
February 22nd on Max. February 22nd on Max. Watch my special, you jerks.
You gotta see it.
So April 17th for Rose Gold. And I'm sure Rory will do a thing as we get right up to his, and we'll be doing a thing for mine as we get right up to mine.
God, I'm glad you said that.
More dates and everything to be announced. Please go to danielvankirch.com, and you can also request a city if you want me to come to wherever you are.
Amazing. For me, you watch, I'm releasing a digital series this week, first week of February, called Long Lost. So you can catch that on socials. You could search Taylor Ortega or Long Lost, and that'll be up there. And please rent Wine Club.
Yes.
You know? It's really funny. Everyone loves it.
Can people go back and watch seasons one and two
of Welcome to Flatch?
Yes.
I believe so. I think it's on
Prime.
Hulu? Prime. Yeah, Prime. Okay. It was on Hulu. Now it's Prime. On Prime. The thing about streaming is when a show gets canceled, the internet erases it. Like it's an old Facebook post.
Erased from existence.
Yeah, they just erase it, erase it. So honestly, kind of, I think that's increasing the value of the first two seasons of
Flatch. It's always interesting too when things, but then also like come back.
Yeah.
Suits.
There's Suits, but then also there's a new one, the Ron Livingston show.
Oh, that people are like watching, like you're saying, like rewatch.
It's like every day going farther and farther up, and then I like saw a thing yesterday. Like, yeah, they might try and give it another season.
Look at Family Guy. I mean, it's crazy. Family Guy was the DVD sales were Family Guy.
Yeah. I think Welcome to Flatch has huge resurgence potential, but
so much fun.
Yeah, we need to put some like it just we just went off, so you know we need to make people want it a little bit. I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do one more letter.
Where is it? I got it.
I got it. Here it is. There you go.
Oh.
Pen pals.
Yep. That's us.
If you hear banging, that's just me rustling the letter.
If you hear banging, just know that that is our landlord where we rent this studio who said he was certain we would not be able to hear any banging. And it's so loud that the room we are in is inside of another room and they're banging in another room.
Right. And whoever,
so it's so loud, it's actually going through three rooms.
Because that's how big that dude's dick is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call that! Dude! Also, my rule, this, I've had this happen before back in my hindsight days. I used to record that show in my apartment. I would say, we're having this conversation through the noise. You can also listen to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or listen at a different time when the noise isn't happening.
That is so smart.
For this same episode.
That is so smart.
Dear.
And I've never even considered that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just today.
Yeah.
Dear Daniel and Rory.
Oh, your second.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah. What?
It's
alphabetical.
Do you know why I'm having my special come out before his?
So that you could be first.
Power move.
Yeah, it's a power move. But aren't you kind of the opener in that?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, we got to move it to April 18th.
Yeah. Actually, it is, we do keep trading off. Because I was the first to say I was recording mine on 11-11, so then he did his on 11-11 second.
That's right.
So then he's going to drop his first.
And then you don't know which one is the power
drop
move
mine
situation.
Second.
That's sweet right. that you guys think of each other so much in projects that actually are so separate.
My goal is to try to get one more special in that space between
You should do it.
You should do a live YouTube special on April 17th. Anyway,
folks, and look, there's going to be a lot going on, but please tune in. It's an eight-hour thing.
Right.
Just try to block out any chance.
Mine's at 7 a.m.
Then the letters will say Rory and Daniel.
And then when they say Rory and Daniel, I'll stop acting like that.
Yeah.
Dear Daniel and Rory.
Bros.
I don't want to cause any trouble. I
late.
Just put Daniel's name first because we are both from Northern Illinois.
Oh, okay. I guess that.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That. What is it, a brotherhood up there?
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I grew up in Belvedere, Illinois, which I am sure Daniel knows is about 35 miles northeast of Rochelle.
Mr. Belvedere is from there.
Oh.
I love to hear Daniel's stories of growing up in small town Illinois. I also have spent lots of time up in Wisconsin cabins on lakes. So have you.
Oh.
But let's get to it. I am writing you guys today about my relationship with my older brother, Aaron. He is 2 years older than me. I am about to turn 47, and he turned 49 yesterday. I love my brother very much, and I have many memories of us growing up. Unfortunately, our relationship has deteriorated in the past year. Aaron, like me, is a alcoholic. Is It's just a bit of a typo. Is an alcoholic. I have been sober for 5 years. Aaron is still actively drinking and as a result, causing problems in my life and many others. He has moved away from Illinois and I wonder if I will ever see him again. He's very angry with me and the whole world. Consequently, we have not talked for a few months. I miss my brother.
Is this your first time realizing we get fucking real as fuck on
this
show?
It's really real. I didn't know what I thought he was going to say, but it was not alcohol.
You thought fluff piece. I'm going to come in here.
I thought he's like, we're both Geminis.
But I also know about you that you can dig in and be like, listen,
yeah,
friend.
I mean, you
will go F2F with
people.
I miss my brother. We haven't talked in a few months. I miss my brother, and I want a relationship with him. Being alcoholic myself, I understand where he is in his life. I've been there. This is heartbreaking to me. Please give me your thoughts and advice on this. Your pen pal, Rusty. P.S. Aww. I've been putting mayo on my Subway subs since 2003. Well, a lot
of people. That's when it started for me.
But a lot of people put mayo on their subs.
On a sub in general.
Yes.
He's saying he adds it afterwards.
Well, I think he's talking about an Araka.
A callback to one of our episodes.
How old is this?
I told a story about spring break, Hasa Aranka, a teammate of mine from the soccer team, mm-hmm. got a meatball sub at Subway and had them put mayonnaise on it, which everything I just said to you sounds so disgusting. Uh-huh. Granted, we were drunk. Ate it and it tasted great.
Well, mayo's delicious.
So this guy's saying that, but however, it's kind of got to be a meatball sub to
be outrageous.
I
think that's what he means. I do think
it's
got to
be
a meatball
sub.
Mayo on a meatball.
Yeah,
that sounds very Illinois. I feel
I just want to be clear here, and I know
the Carolinas.
I know there's a lot of emotions around this letter, but I despite your hardships, I just want to be very clear. You did not think of mayo on meatball subs.
I never would.
That was 2002.
You're not letting Rusty
and
have
you
that?
You witnessed it, Rusty. Now, my heart breaks for you. I go to the immediately emotional place.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you for being able to do that because we also have this deal where people write us these very thoughtful letters.
Yeah.
And at the end, they tee us up for something food related. We then have the shame of realizing all we talked about the whole time.
Was the
it's
sandwich.
Food stuff. Yeah. Yes. We've done this.
It's very
much.
Unifying.
It's not that we've done it too much. We've done it 100% of the time.
Okay, well, let me just say.
We're still actually technically doing it.
You know, alcohol
is food. Now
we're
doing a subset of it.
Subway set.
Alcohol is food. I think, boop, segue, let's solve this problem.
Oh, there you go. What do you do when you know what your vice was, your disease, and your family member doesn't, and now you guys aren't close anymore?
Well, that makes it harder, I think.
How do you approach it?
Because it's such a cliche, like the first step is admitting that it's a problem.
Yeah.
That is also 100% accurate.
Yeah.
You won't get anywhere, really, until you either A, choose to ignore / condone, as the brother who's like, been like, all right, I will not talk to you about your alcoholism. I won't admit that you negatively affect my life with your alcoholism. And you just have to ignore / condone by silence. Or you can't have a relationship because you can't get anywhere until they go, yeah, I do have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Having a fucking problem, saying I have a problem and not doing about it is quite a bit better.
Yeah.
Than not doing anything and not admitting it.
Mm-hmm. It's really powerful to say things out loud. I think that gives the thing a lot of power.
Yes.
I think that it's probably really hard though when you are close to someone who has acknowledged their problem and taken steps to solve it because for me, I would feel like potentially like being judged, feeling like judged. Even if that person's not giving you any of that energy, like I would feel like, you think you're better than me? You know, like
you would feel like they are giving.
Yeah, because you already have your own shame. So
I read a thing like a couple of years ago that just always stuck with me that marriages or couples, right? Any form of like a live-in domestic partnership where one person decides to get a lot healthier and the other doesn't.
Yeah.
Unless they have just full on constant cards on the table, vulnerability, communication, which is hard for any constant thing because people react in different ways to different things. But in terms of health, that without the other person doing it with them, they're almost never successful because it creates a, like you are saying, of like, like if we were really Josh and Amanda and you were like, I'm getting really healthy
Dan always makes me do that where we like pretend we're Josh and Amanda off camera.
And so that's weird. Not their and that's not their names in Wine Club.
No.
That's what makes it even
It's a different
weirder.
Thing Dan invented.
We portray people portraying people, yeah. guys. It, you remove yourself first so that you can put yourself yeah. in yeah. second.
What's yeah. so weird is that Daniel will do this role play and they don't have occupations. They don't none of it. No.
Not
there's nothing
good.
Even about he just likes the names Josh
he
and Amanda.
He loves it. He loves it. Josh and Amanda are going
and
to space.
I'm Amanda. You know when you're not here, I'm Amanda.
I know,
it's
he
like
told me.
What are we
he
doing? Told me. Like, so can we? I just want to be Rory.
Yeah.
That if you were like, hey, I'm really going to start getting healthy, yeah. that I, even if you never said anything to me about my health, I would start to resent you for it. Because
that's
I would be like, how are you not judging me?
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So people tend to fail. Mm-hmm. They either do it together and they have a much better chance of succeeding.
So interesting.
Which is good.
One of them fails mm-hmm. or one of them wildly succeeds. They never deal with this like person who feels resentment or judgment if that's happening, and then they split up.
That's because I think the dominant way to have like the way we the dominant relationship like pattern I feel like that we don't talk about is like a codependent relationship where like you're taking on way more of the other person's stuff and vice versa mm-hmm. and like your boundaries are like you're that's weird to expect that if you're on a health journey I should be on it too.
Sure, but the person
but it makes sense if you're a little
not
codependent
on it, expects
that
it of themselves,
which is crazy. Like it's well, like you do you, you know,
it's
like,
very it's very egotistical in a lot of ways because when someone's like I'm going on a health kick and you go, oh, are you trying to say that I'm not healthy? It's
right.
like
right.
so you think it's about you when
it's
really
not.
And that's a big insecurity.
Yeah, a huge insecurity, which I can understand all relationships having like these phases where there is a phase where two people have to like sort that out. I would say at a certain point in a relationship like that scenario, and not to be disrespectful, but that scenario is laughable to what I picture myself and my wife with. Because when I say, like, I'm actually going to stop drinking, my wife is like, yeah, I should probably stop too. And it isn't this like, oh, you're doing it because you think I drink too much. It's just from this place of almost like, oh, fuck, yeah, all right. We almost see it as, oh, actually, I know the vice you're trying to eliminate. I should also eliminate it too. And actually, I'm seeing like, oh, this is maybe a good time for me mm-hmm. to try if we're both going to not do it.
I also think it's a credit to you too, Rory. For two people who got together so young, it's a credit to you guys.
We were 3 years old.
That should be illegal.
And a half.
That should be illegal.
We got married at three.
I don't like that.
Canada.
How independent you both are.
They don't care.
I'm going to petition it.
They don't care.
They don't care.
How independent you both are. That if you were to say that Jordan, you were like, I think I'm not going to drink for a while. While she's pouring a cocktail, she'd be like, good for you.
Yeah.
You guys don't take that on.
Yeah.
You also are very agreeable. I know that she has influenced your diet a lot and stuff where you're like, yeah, I'll try that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
But it is never from a place of like, well, I guess I got to, right? Because you're going to fucking hate me if I don't. Like,
that's why it doesn't work. Like, it needs to be your own choice. Like, and that's what this is. Like, it does need to be your own choice or like you're not going to have any success with it because it's not your like goal for something that you want.
How do you operate in a relationship like this where you are siblings and you are very close and you came up really well? Like really close together, and you have made a huge change that the two of you share that this disease.
Yeah.
And how would you navigate? Like, do you say to them, like, hey, I just want you to know, yes, I'm sober. That has nothing to do with how you live your life, but at the same time, you don't want to like be pulled into maybe certain scenarios.
No.
Right, or
I think you,
by.
Or I you mean, don't. I mean, people say like once they quit drinking, they're like, all the time I have, or all how honest I feel with everybody all the time. Cause I'm not hiding drinking or pretending I didn't drink.
They feel
this fucking cloud has gone off of them.
I think that's, yeah.
So to
most
like go back under that cloud by having an alcoholic in your life can be so like, how do you separate? I don't know.
I don't know if this is a solution because it's all based on individuals and their relationships in general. So I have no idea what their relationship is as brothers. But I mean, I think in a situation like this, what was his name? Aaron? It was the
Rusty.
What did I think it was Aaron?
The brother is Aaron.
The brother is Aaron.
The brother is Aaron.
Rusty, I think, has to like figure out a way to just 100% maximum vulnerability, zero confrontation, confront, ironically,
sure.
Aaron. And just say, this is the deal. And this is, I love you. I miss all this about you. I'm not judging you.
I
was in the same place.
I want to help you. Because you're talking to someone who's like, well, I don't want help and I don't, that's I'm not say, mad about
it. I ask you sincerely, Rory, saying I was in the same place and I don't know how to help you. I wonder if that does get met with the place, same place as what, motherfucker?
Exactly.
Help me with what?
That's why I think they I don't know the words. It.
Right. Well, that's why you have to have like a boundary for yourself where you're like, I am going to appeal to this person, but past a certain point, I can't really extend myself because then I'm starting to like damage all the progress.
I mean, it's a world I've, of
like made.
We should be close and we love each other. And I think the reason we're not is you're drinking. And I think you then have the other, no matter what you put out there, there isn't a right combination of words that you go, oh, that didn't heal the relationship. It's because I didn't phrase it right, or I didn't say it right, or I didn't time it right. You could do all those things perfectly. If the other person doesn't want to hear it, it doesn't matter. You can't, there is no,
so true.
There is no getting it perfect. So when you go, all right, the only thing you can avoid are the pitfalls of, well, what should I say? What should I avoid saying? You know, how can I completely simplify my point? And it can, and I think the only way to do that is maximum vulnerability of like, I love you, I miss you, I'm worried about you, and then you
that could be it.
And they're gonna, why do you worry about me? I worry about your drinking. Like it's a tiptoe.
If they ask you, don't lie.
But it's a tiptoe, but you got to know that if that person doesn't perceive themselves as having a problem or care. It's tough, and I know that I'm saying this to someone who is a recovering alcoholic in this letter. So it's not like I know. I'm speaking from the least amount of experience in this. I'm not an alcoholic. I haven't dealt with that.
Right.
But I think in this scenario, you your instinct is probably correct that what you felt to push you over the edge to stop drinking is probably there. I've come to realize that through my own addictions of other things, I've come to realize like an addiction is not just like, oh, I like it. It feels good. I want to do this thing. An addiction is oftentimes a distraction from having to cope with something else. Like,
and it's compulsive.
It's
like
compulsive.
It becomes a behavior, especially like I read this really interesting book. It's called Quit Like a Woman. And this woman writes about how like AA specifically is like a very like Christian white male organization. Mm. And a lot of it is kind of that. Yes. Yeah, surrendering. Yeah. It would be amazing for you if you should try alcoholism.
Oh my
first.
God. That's great.
Yeah. And, it's really good for getting out of speeding tickets.
Yeah. It's about like surrendering your ego. And she's like, that doesn't really work as well for like women and like people of color who like alcohol is really marketed to and like are struggling with alcoholism. And like the way she kind of explains it is like for everyone, so she like kind of recovered in an alternative way. And she was like, for everyone, alcohol affects our brain the same way.
Yeah.
It is a habit forming substance. And your brain has chemicals that it releases that teach your brain like, this is good. And it gives me dopamine and it's keeping me healthy weirdly in a way. It's like making me happy.
Levels
and
me
so,
out.
Yeah. So it's like, obviously you're not always aware that you have a problem because A, everyone drinks too much. Everyone. Mm-hmm. It's like a huge part of culture. And B, in all of our brains, we're learning that it's good for us, sort of. Like, it's a good behavior.
Yeah.
And if you end up in a place where you're struggling with it, it's just, like, an unlucky thing. Because it's not like there's something incredibly different or deficient about you.
Right.
We all just, like, are lucky to not be struggling in the same way.
Rory and I think have had that. I think we've literally had that conversation. I think we had it in Austin. We would every night before the festival, we would have, like, a cocktail. And I think one night I was like, don't you ever just feel like you're having a cocktail? And you're like, man, I'm so fucking glad this isn't a problem for me.
Right.
That I can just go, like, you and I are two people who literally.
You're like, when we were drinking every single night, I thought, God, thank God this isn't a compulsive
but
issue.
But we can literally go and have a cocktail and be like, all right, let's go to the show.
And call it a night.
And then I remember reading On Writing by Stephen King where he would go, he would say he would lay in his bed and think about the unopened beer in the fridge. And I think he finishes the chapter by going, for the rest of my life, I'll never fucking understand why anyone would have one drink.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's just, I am, to me, I will, the idea that you would go and have one drink and then go eat dinner or go to bed is like, it makes no fucking sense to him. Because like you're saying, that is his chemical reaction to that or his need or whatever it's covering or any of that combination of all that shit is just it afflicts him. It doesn't afflict me.
Yeah.
Right.
Currently.
Or
thankfully.
It's just like has a stronger, like it's just your brain has learned it and ingrained it really intensely. And that's what it is. And yeah, it sucks. And I think for it, this is a really difficult situation because it's your sibling. So I think a lot of their triggers are probably really similar. Their genetics are really similar. It's almost like a too close relationship to solve the problem. But then also your sibling is like the only person who really understands your upbringing and
why
you are the
way you
are.
And that cuts both ways too, right?
Yeah.
To be able to say, like you'd said, and I feel like you, like, I love you. Mm-hmm. I miss you. I wish we had a better relationship. And if that person asks you anything, do not lie to them. They're like, well, why do you think we don't? And be like, honestly, I think it's because I quit drinking and I don't think you feel like you ever should.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe one of us is wrong. Either way, do you see there's an incongruence there?
Yeah.
The last thing I'll say, and we'll roll out, is, unless you guys have anything, is I'm assuming that you are in some sort of support group, whether that's a network of just people mm-hmm. or finding an alternative method, or you're in a 12-step. Okay. But also, and I don't know if it's Christian related, I don't know if it comes from the same place, you might benefit from Al-Anon of like, if for nothing else, meeting other people who have had to have these conversations maybe or how they talked about it or how they're just dealing with the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because congrats, you might get two meetings in your life. Yeah. But that one could be beneficial of just like, well, here's how it went with my brother, you know?
Yeah.
Whether that person's also an alcoholic or not.
Yeah.
So, anything at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, Rust. So cool that you invented putting mayo on a meatball sub. That's dope, dude. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk,
Rory Scovel,
and Ortega.
Yeah!
Got it.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.